Good morning. This shir will be aired on the 16th day of the Omer, and we're learning Klal Aleph Simen Vav. Yikabel alatz mevapotus, a person should specifically accept upon himself le'ohev kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam kigufa. So above and beyond the mitzvah of hafta recha kamoicha, when you interact with somebody, that you should have ava to him. A person should be mekabel upon himself. Be brought to specifically, kavashakosu v'hafta l'recha kamoicha. So the Rizal, this is based on a Rizal. The Rizal says that before tefillah, a person should actively speak out that he is being mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of v'hafta l'recha kamoicha. And I imagine it doesn't just mean lip service. It means that a person should truly commit to that. For the upcoming day, he's going to try as much as possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Hamtarecha Kamecha. Why it is a yichlo betvilosu b'chalal tvilos kol yisrael v'yulachodim. So the Rizal continues and says, the Rizal before Shemoneh Esrei says that a person should have a thought that he's including himself amongst the tvilos of all of Klal Yisrael. And Nefesh HaChaim points out that our tvilos always are said in the lashon of Rabbim tvilu. That tefillah should be as part of Klal Yisrael, to the point that there's some understanding of Nefesh HaChaim that a person should not insert personal bakashas, which is clearly not like Rashi. Rashi says explicitly in the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, first paragraph, Rashi says that a person can insert in the tefillah's personal bakashas. We'll talk about the details of that later on. But it's proper that a person should. The tefillahs of Klal Yisrael as a nation have much more power, much more effect. And if I'm part of that, I have a better chance of my tefillahs being accepted properly. But the Arizal says that therefore the person should be mekabel v'hafta recha kamercha before tefillah. The Ramban, in his explanation of the mitzvah, says that we're not necessarily required to have the positive emotion of Ahava to every person on the same level of that we have love for ourselves. That would be something which would be not realistic to require from us. So he doesn't see that as being the primary element of the mitzvah. And he says, and if it would be, the mitzvah would be v'hafta es re'acha kamoicha. So it's the subject of the verb would be es re'echo, as is written, v'hafta l're'echo means you should love to your neighbor. So the sentence, as we translate it, it's probably difficult to understand. V'hafta l're'echo kamecha, you should love to your neighbor. So he says that there's a element of a thought which is included over here. It means that you should have the desire to do for your neighbor and desire to wish for your neighbor as much as there is for yourself. You should wish that he should have the same level of atzlocha, whether it's in popularity, whether it's financially, whether it's with his children, in every which way, you want him to have just as much as you have for yourself. And then he ends off, and this would fulfill the mitzvah of loisachmoy, that you're removing any jealousy from yourself, but rather you're totally desire that your neighbor should have as much as you in every which way. So any opportunity you have during the day that you interact with somebody, you could, according to the Rambam, if you could stop and think that you're hoping for his success, you were going to be at that moment you're fulfilling the mitzvah of a hafta l'recha kamecha.